This is here and now.
I wanna play airplane.
That you and I.
I wanna play airplane.
That you and I.
I wanna play airplane.
I wanna put my arms out and fly.
I wanna play
airplane.
No, wait.
Like
Superman. That's music from Fun Home, the 2015 Tony Award winner for Best Musical. It's based on the graphic novel by cartoon artist Alison Bechdel. In it, an adult Alison looks back at her life growing up as a lesbian in a small Pennsylvania town. Her father was also gay, but closeted, and his secrecy would come to affect the entire family. Fun Home is now on tour. Kate Schindel plays the adult Alison. She joins us in the studio. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So what drew you to this show?
First and foremost, it's a great piece of theater. I was drawn to the character and her particular evolution over the course of this show because she is trying to make sense of her past. She's trying to solve the mystery of her father's death. She is cerebral and artistic and all kinds of things that are always interesting to me as an actor. And because there are really prominent LGBTQ themes in the show, I also felt like it was a huge opportunity to tell this story at this cultural moment all across America.
Well, what do you think that this show brings to that question of coming out and being gay that other shows, because that's a theme that comes up in some shows at the moment. What do you think this one brings that the others don't?
I wouldn't make a blanket statement about what every show is like, but I think that ours really turns a compassionate eye toward the journey that a young person goes through, or an older person, certainly. But in our show, the coming out narrative is college freshman. And Alison, we see her at three points in her life, as a child, as a college freshman, and then as an adult looking back. And there are some things that really resonate with me. For example, when Medium Alison tells her parents that that she's going through this, they say things that I think a lot of well-intentioned people say, like, well, don't rush to put a label on it, or maybe everyone should experiment, but do you really want to call yourself that right away? And I just, you know, I feel like I hope people who feel that way come and see our show, because I don't think they recognize how detrimental that can be to the process of someone coming out. And we see it in pretty stark relief, the difference between Alison going through that process and recognizing and owning her own identity and her father, who never was able to do that because he was in a small town in Pennsylvania and felt like he had to stay in the closet.
Have you heard from people who have seen the show? I mean, you've been in more than 20 cities at this point. Have you talked to people like that who have seen the show and are in that situation?
Absolutely. We meet them at the stage door quite a lot. And often they're teenagers who are trying to figure out where they fit. And they tell me that they cried through the entire show just because of the recognition of their own lives on stage. And I don't, you know, I hope that most people don't come to the theater and cry through the entire show. I mean, it's an entertaining and funny and engaging and thoughtful piece. But for some, especially young people, that thing that that tells them from the stage that we see them and that they matter is really moving.
As you mentioned, you're one of three Alisons. Two other actresses play Alison at different points in her life. Let's listen to a little of small Alison, who's enthralled by a woman she sees in a diner.
Your sweater and your bearing and the just right clothes you're wearing. Your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots. And your pizza, your ring of keys.
What's it like to have three people playing the same role? Did you get together and decide how you were all going to play Alison?
Yeah, we figured out the handshake. No, you know, we all rehearsed together. And I think that I take subtle cues from them, and I'm sure that they do as well. You know, the costumes are reminiscent of each other. There are a couple sort of Easter eggs of these are all the same person sprinkled throughout the show. But ultimately, we're all playing the same character, but at very different points in her life. And Ring of Keys is particularly moving because it comes late in the show. I think it's been interesting to see in different parts of the country the responses to that number in particular. Small Alison sees someone in a diner who she recognizes. And I don't even think it's particularly a song of sexual attraction or physical romantic attraction. It's just there's this thing I've been trying to figure out about myself, and that looks like it, and I want to try and get to the root of why in the way that a child's mind might work. It's just a remarkable feat of writing as far as I'm concerned, and it goes over differently depending on where you are.
Years ago, before I was doing what I'm doing now, I was in a community theater production of Our Town.
Oh, yeah?
And played the stage manager. Mm-hmm. And your role kind of reminded me of the stage manager in Our Town, because you're sort of watching everything that's going on, but you're also a participant. I want to listen to one of your songs here. This is called Maps.
Mm-hmm. Maps show you what is simple and true. What do you know that's not your dad's mythology? Dad was born on...
There's a lot of pain in this show.
Yeah.
Is it difficult to do that night after night, to go through that?
It can be, but the interesting thing to me is that last time I toured... It's been a while. I toured with the Roundabout production of Cabaret the last time it was out, about 15 years ago. And at the end of that show... I found it hard to shake it off because you could argue that things don't turn out well for Sally at the end, you know. It's a pretty devastating ending. And at the end of Fun Home, I feel like Allison's really reached a point where she is able to value and treasure the positive moments, even in the face of the challenging and intense stuff that permeated her relationship with her father. So when I leave the stage after finishing Fun Home, I feel pretty good.
You've also performed on Broadway. Do you prefer touring to performing in one place all the time?
It depends on the show, and sometimes it depends on the day. There are definitely built-in challenges with touring. You just sort of take away all the comforts of home in one fell swoop. This time around, I bought a car so that I could drive the tour instead of just flying from city to city, specifically so I could see a lot of the in-between, you know, and that's been... awesome. You know, there are things that you can do, like when you're in one place for 6 weeks, get an apartment. Don't stay in a hotel so that you have to wash dishes in the sink for 6 weeks.
So you're doing
a
lot of Airbnbs or something
like
that.
I've done some Airbnbs. Yeah.
And does the show change at all based on what city you're in?
We're pretty consistent. And I feel like it's important with our show not to apologize for it. The reception, here's a good example. There's one line just before Ring of Keys where I, as adult Allison, say about the woman that small Allison sees. She was an old school butch. And in some places, people don't know what to do with that word. They laugh at it. That's in San Francisco and Seattle, nobody laughed. It's just a thing that is. It's a word that is commonplace, and it's just a definition of a certain set of characteristics. So yeah, you do get sort of an uncomfortable laugh here and there, or a rousing round of applause in some places and not others. But in general, we try to keep the show what the show is.
Now, even though it is almost completely hidden from your bio in the program, you were Miss America.
Yeah, I was once upon a time.
And you had to tour as Miss America, too. I have to ask you about the difference between touring in a show like this and touring as Miss America.
Different.
Which can be grueling.
I traveled about 20,000 miles a month that year. So, and I was 20, so I didn't know how to get tired or how to observe time zones. And 90% of what I did that year was HIV/AIDS activism.
Right.
So I was showing up on the morning news and then going to an assembly of, 300 ninth graders, where I would talk to them about staying safe from HIV, then go do a fundraiser that night for a local AIDS charity. I mean, there was a lot more moving around that year.
You were a controversial Miss America.
I guess so. I mean, I it depends on who you ask. You know, to me, I've always felt from the time I started getting involved with the AIDS issue that there was a right and a wrong. By 1997, 1998, we knew what caused AIDS. Mm-hmm. We knew how to stop it. And the reasons that we didn't were primarily political and fear-based. And I think that's wrong. You know, I think that when you're dealing with something like that, where needle exchange, for example, was a big topic of conversation that year, where you can look at empirical evidence that needle exchange programs reduce the spread of HIV among IV drug users, but they don't have a corresponding increase on the amount of IV drug use, then you should do it. You know, whether or not people are anecdotally afraid that they're giving tacit approval for people to shoot heroin, the statistics don't bear that out. And I felt the same way about comprehensive sex education versus abstinence-based health education. One works and the other doesn't. So I guess it was unusual at that time for a Miss America to be talking about some of those things. At the same time, by that point, it wasn't controversial anymore or particularly interesting for anyone to just wear a red ribbon and say, let's spread awareness. We were all aware. It was just time to do something about it.
That's actress Kate Schindel, who stars in the touring production of the Tony Award-winning musical Fun Home. You can find more information on the show at hereandnow.org. It's a great show. Kate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Daddy, hey, Daddy, come here, okay? I need you. What are you doing? I said, come here. You need to do what I tell you to do. Listen to me. Daddy, come here. Hey, right here, right now. You're making me mad. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me.